with your own failure. Where did that bring you? Back to me.
What's up, true believers? Welcome to another exciting episode of Heart in Marvel Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Justin, where we talk about all Marvel content. If it be films, the MCU, comics, TV shows, the Disney Plus stuff that's coming out. If you are a Marvel fan, if you're a Marvel fan that has been 20, 30 years in the making or just jumped on of this MCU train, please consider subscribing. So I'm a little bit behind of the YouTube uploads, guys. I do apologize. Things have been crazy on my end, but thank you guys for being patient and faithful. I did announce the Avengers Endgame movie ticket winner over the weekend, but I'm going to announce it now on the very first episode here on, well, not the very first episode, but, you know, this episode, that the winner of the Avengers Endgame movie tickets, you have to comment me or DM me on any social media, is Why You Gotta Zero HP. I hope I said that name right. It's the YouTuber account or username. I know you said recently that you were a podcast listener, but user Why You Gotta Zero HP. You have to DM me on my social media, if it be Facebook at Heart and Marvel Podcast or Instagram at Heart and Marvel Podcast. You have to DM me and tell me your information so I can send you the information and the movie tickets, all that good stuff. You have to do it within 24 hours, man. If you do not, I'm going to have to go to the next person. So congratulations, Why You Gotta Zero HP. You won the Avengers Endgame Marvel movie tickets. Anyways, all this stuff. Now, one of the things I wanted to get into being the world premiere of the purple carpet, not the red carpet, but the purple carpet event was yesterday. It was pretty cool seeing all the stars come out. Actually, I think it was Jack Kirby's son was out there saying some stuff, but it was really cool to see everybody just come together for this, final thing, but you know, just this Endgame event, this 22 films of this culmination. You know, it feels like everybody's been saying that line for the past couple, probably a year. But anyways, let's talk about some things that have come up and going into it. Now, again, we have been in this channel and haven't been really talking about any type of leaks, any type of spoilers. We usually talk about this, but going into Endgame, we do want to honor not only kind of what I wanted to do is really just keep myself open to going into the film. So I, even with the reviews that have been released today, this morning, I didn't really read them. I really wanted to completely be open. Of course, none of those reviews have any spoilers in them, but still, I really want to just to take a step back and just kind of go into this film, you know, open-hearted. So exciting things coming in the next couple of weeks, guys. For this channel, we got I'm trying to get this big YouTube influencer to be on the channel. So I'm really, really excited about that. So just be on the lookout for that. And, you know, just other video influencers in the next couple weeks. So big things are coming in for this summer for Heart and Marvel Podcast. And, you know, all the things that we have looked forward to in the holiday season with Disney Plus. Now, again, so many people have been talking about this, but we've been talking about this at Heart and Marvel for so long, about all the shows that have been confirmed for Disney Plus. We've already been talking about that, but being that now there's graphic art for it, everybody's going crazy, but we've been already talking about it. So we've already talked about this, but kind of going into Avengers Endgame, there's a couple of things that we need to be made aware of, and some really weird updates that Kevin Feige said that Endgame was supposed to be the last movie of Phase 3. Now he was saying, this has recently been updated, you know, comicbook.com, and you can, you know, just go to Collider and all these different kind of websites. But Kevin Feige said that Spider-Man Far From Home will be the last movie of Phase 3. Kind of weird it, because I thought, you know, Spider-Man was going to start off Phase 4. Now, again, that could be something that is very, very, I don't know, take it for a grain of salt. We don't know if that's entirely true, but take it for a grain of salt. We don't know. But another thing that a lot of people have been waiting for going into Endgame is the death of Thanos. Now, we've already talked about this again. I mean, we've already talked about this before, but we're going to be going in. Now, Thanos will not die in this film. You talk about 10 years, okay, of working this character in. What was Thanos... When was Thanos introduced? It was introduced in Guardians 1. And you talk about building this character. If you really want to say his character being introduced was not really in a end credit scene, then you would say Avengers 1. But with Guardians 1, he was introduced, and all through this time, he's been the puppet master through all this. He's not going to die. He's going to take a back seat. They're going to shelf him for a little bit and bring him back maybe into Secret Wars or any type of new Avengers featurette or films series. So that's something that a lot of people have been talking about going in to Avengers Endgame. What is my expectation? I think my expectation is going to be incredibly flipped. One of the things, now there's all these things, all these episodes that we've been putting out about theories and what I'm going in, what I would love to see. You know, I would love to see the theory I've said before is right when Avengers Endgame starts, we're already at the end of one of the battles that Avengers went to go face Thanos and they die or stuff like that. That could be one of the millions of things that Doctor Strange looked at and just taken it back. You know, that could be something that I would love to see that. I would love to see multiple times Avengers being defeated, which I think we will see. But I'm ready to be totally blown away by like being introduce the characters that we didn't even think that were going to be in it. Now, again, Kevin Feige have said a long time ago, I would say right when the production started around Infinity War going into Endgame, that Kevin Feige said we're going to see in this fourth film or the last film of Avengers in this way that we're going to see a whole bunch of characters we have never seen before in different versions of characters. Let's not forget these things, these little breadcrumbs that dropped from Kevin Feige's mouth. So going into Avengers Endgame, I think we're going to see crazy amounts of characters we've never seen, crazy things happening, and then it being reversed. I mean, I think we're going to literally re-step into the last 10 years. If it even be in the cave, but being into the first couple of Iron Mans, going into Avengers 1, we already know that it'll be another New York scene, which one of the things I put out a long time ago, even on shout out to Emergency Awesome and Emergency Always YouTube channels, check them out. But I think one of theirs, I put a comment on there that it will be awesome that Avengers 1 battle on of New York will be, you know, on land, on Earth, while the present time Avengers of Endgame will be fighting Thanos up in space where Tony Stark went through. So that's something that could happen. I would love to see it happen. But also, I would love to go see something that I don't come out and say, oh, I was right. You know, now here, if you guys have been listening to any length of time or if you've been with us ever since the beginning, we have said a lot of things that our accuracy rate of calling things and potentially being spoilers is pretty high, is pretty, pretty high. I would say around 80 or 90s, it's pretty high. And so I'm just wanting to step back, and this is the only time, if you guys are new to the channel, this is very rare for us to kind of step back and not do any spoilers or leaks, because I have people blowing up my phone, sending me footage, sending me things, sending me pictures and all this kind of stuff, and I'm no. So going into it, I would really love, as long as I leave the film totally understanding where they're going to go in this next 10 years. And I think that's what we're going to get. At least know that all the ties are closed. Because Kevin Feige said every loose end will be closed up in this film. And I hope they don't forget about Neymar, because that thing, that map is still untouched in Iron Man 2. So that's pretty much it, guys. I just wanted to get on this episode pretty much to announce the winner and just give you some guys updates. We will be seeing it this weekend a couple of times, but we're not going to kind of jump on and do a real big breakdown until maybe a week or two. And hopefully we can get some guests on here which I'm really working on towards. So again, guys, thank you guys for your patience. But also, guys, I do have to apologize with the audio series. It was going to be released this week. But guys, it was so many things that happened on the back end. I just wanted to be transparent and have this moment with you guys. But we are working on another series. We're kind of shelving that for right now. And there's a lot of just mishaps happen. And we had all four episodes. Well, it's not going to be four episodes, but we had eight episodes, but four episodes actually done. But, you know, this thing just couldn't really get off the ground. But we are actually trying to do this other series. Now, we are, Marvel is known for this famous series back in, yeah, I think it was the 60s, 70s, the What If series. And they're relaunching it in Disney Plus. But I actually wanted to do my own What If series. So we're going to be kind of doing that. That's going to be a little bit structured, but still implementing the same attributes of an audio story. So we're going to have a little bit of that. And majority of the time, I was going to do all the voice acting. So look forward to that. My own What Ifs, okay? So that's something to really look forward to that we're going to be working on. So that's pretty much it, guys. So we are still doing that Oh Snap shirt giveaway. We're going to be announcing that winner after, around probably Wednesday or Thursday this week, guys. And just again, shout out to Why You Gotta Zero HP. If you're listening on YouTube or if you're listening on the podcast, any podcast outlets, please message me on Hardened Marvel Facebook page or Hardened Marvel Instagram. DM me and say, hey, this is me. So I can get that, your personal information, so we can get that movie ticket out to you. Again, congratulations, man. And thank you guys for taking time out of your busy days to hear me rant, as always, about this stuff. If you're a Marvel fan, please hit subscribe. And see you in the next episode. Stay blessed and stay awesome, guys.